the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, in association with the Ministry of Education and E-Learning Jamaica, now presents Tablet Vibes, a 5-minute radio drama highlighting the implementation of the Tablets in School program, the good, the bad, the scary, and the exciting aspects.
I'm happy you asked that question, Mr. Williams. We have implemented methods to protect the younger children from inappropriate material. However, for the older ones, if they are caught with anything that isn't appropriate on their tablets, there are penalties.
Oh, you can't be sure what they're doing.
The tablets are turning in for regular random checking by E-Learning Jamaica as well as the Ministry of Education to ensure that they are being used the way they should be. Even applications that are not authorized by the ministry, E-Learning Jamaica or the teacher will be removed if found on the tablets. This is called re-imaging or reformatting. Children are also protected against predators who would want to connect to your child for what they ought not to.
Okay, that's good then.
If this has to be done more than 2 times, you will be responsible for the charges incurred the 3rd time, and the child may be suspended.
But that sounds serious.
It is indeed a serious offense to change anything on the tablet without permission.
That don't give the children any room for individuality.
If we allowed every student to do as they chose, there would be no control, and we would have a problem with some of the things downloaded to the tablets, and I am sure you would like to be safe in knowing that your child has some form of protection against inappropriate material while in our care. Am I right?
Yes, you are indeed correct. That's a very good point, sir.
If there are no more questions for me, I will now invite Mrs. Bernard to come back up and finish speaking with you.
One other question.
Yes, of course.
What if the tablets are stolen, sir?
If a tablet is stolen, then a police report must be made and the school informed immediately.
So we have to pay for it that time too?
No, the tablets are actually insured. But like with any kind of insurance, there's a process that must be followed, and an investigation by the police and the insurance company will have to take place before the tablet is replaced. We must establish that it was not carelessness on the part of the children or the parent. Please be sure to read the pledge forms that will be circulated. If you recall, these forms were signed and you were given a copy when the tablets were distributed.
That's true. But it was so long, me never paid it no mind. And yes, it did have a pledge for the children too. And them did have to sign as well.
Yeah, true.
Any other questions? No? Okay then, Mrs. Bernard, can you please?
Thank you very much, Mr. Wedderburn. Ladies and gentlemen, I trust most or all of your concerns have been addressed. Parents, as you were reminded, you have already signed pledge forms. You should have been aware of your responsibility. I will now inform you of some of the school's additional responsibilities.
So for those of us who can't find the form, how are we going to know?
I would strongly suggest you go to the office and read it, as a full tablet in school's TIS procedural manual is at my office and can be signed, viewed, and relevant pages can be copied. Additionally, the manual can be accessed at the e-learning website, that is, www.elearnja.org. Also on Facebook at www.facebook.com/elearnja. And Twitter, twitter.com/elearningja.
See, I have a problem with some of the things in it, like the part that says parents responsible if the tablet damage or loss.
That same clause further states you are responsible for damage that isn't covered by accidental damage protection policy or warranty.
Then how I go know what that don't cover?
The truth is, Miss Green, a part of our responsibility to our children as adults is to teach them responsibility. There has to be some consequence if they choose not to take care of this tool.
Oh, okay, I understand now. I will ask my daughter to help me to do the something you call www. He learned something.
Join us again next week, same time and on this same station, as we explore the Tablet Vibes. Tablet Vibes is brought to you in association with E-Learning Jamaica, the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, and the Ministry of Education. For more information on the Tablets in School program, please visit our website at elearnja.org.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.